All right. So you talk about CodePen. Like, apparently there's some good new stuff in CodePen 2.0.
There is a new CodePen. So for people that are not familiar, which I think it's a very popular tool, but CodePen is it's an online dev environment. Historically, it was kind of a way to get quick HTML, JavaScript, and CSS examples running online. Then you can give a link. You could share them with your coworkers or on Stack Overflow if you were
Oh,
debugging
yeah,
some
gotta do
issue and
that.
you needed some help with it. But today, from their blog here, quote, "Today we declare CodePoint to code." CodePen 2.0 officially launched. We do it naturally for you as we set out to rebuild our online editor to better support what today's developers want and expect. We did it in a way that makes this single editor forever extendable in its capabilities so we can evolve with new technology. So the list of new features, there's a handful here. So first is every pen is deployable. With a click, you get a wildcard codepen.app subdomain website for your pen. Every pen has a file system. This is the number one thing I noticed. So before, CodePen was really just here's where your HTML goes, here's where your JavaScript goes, here's where your CSS goes. They now have more of a editor like file explorer on the left-hand side where you can see a list of all your files. Also new, every pen has a version system. They said they make it easier to collaborate with people and do so in real time. And then finally, they add this new concept called blocks. And blocks are, they say, representations of functionality that you can add to any pen. So these are things like Sass, Prettier, TypeScript. They just have this like click-in option for adding common technology that you want to add to your pen or to your demos. And it's got a whole new design if you want to check it out. The what they call the classic editor is still around. So if you go into an old code pen, you'll see the same thing you've always seen. But if you create a new one, you'll see this new look. And I don't know what you two think, but when I saw this, I was like, oh, this is cool. But I also don't know the last time I used
I use a
CodePen. It
CodePen.
was
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
gonna say the same. How long has it
Yeah.
been since you visited CodePen for anything? I mean, it used to I back in the day, I was a extremely heavy user of JS Fiddle and JS
Oh,
Bin and
yeah.
CodePen, and I knew the differences between the tools and I had different preferences on when to use them. But I mean, it has to have been at least 5, if not more, years since I've used really any of them. And I think the CodePen people have done a lot of great things for the web. Chris Coyer, we owe a lot to the CSS Tricks and the CodePens and some of the stuff he's done. And so I kind of want to see this succeed. But at the same time, this just feels like a weird thing to release in 2026 with no real mention of AI anything, which I get that AI is not the solution to all problems, but it just seems like a weird release that I don't know who this is necessarily for.
I don't know. It's good that they're trying to, they're keeping up and they want to keep it a service that people can use, I guess. Or that LLMs can use, to be honest. Like, let's be real about, like, LLMs probably farm the heck out of CodePen and Stack
Well,
Overflow and all those.
that's kind of what I
So,
mean by the fact that there's no AI. I kind of would have expected a CodePen MCP server for so that your LLMs can spin up quick things that you can share with your coworkers and put that behind, because some of these features are behind their pro plan and they do see this, they do want people to pay for CodePen. And so I kind of expected there to be some AI tie-ins, and there really just isn't. But they do mention that they're obviously this isn't the end of CodePen. They're still working on things, so there could be more around the corner. But short term, it is. I mean, it visually looks nice. I played with it for a little bit, built up a little sample, and I mean, it's nice and it works really good.
Nice. Yeah, that MCP idea is brilliant, actually. Should pitch them
Yeah,
on
I should. Yeah,
it,
exactly.
I got a great idea for you guys.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, I love CodePen. It has been such a great resource in the past for both putting up my own stuff and for learning from other people and seeing just how good they are with CSS, which is like light years beyond me when you look sometimes at the styling of these things. But at the same time, yeah, how much do we really need them, especially because Claude can generate artifacts. It can generate working HTML mockups. Like, my PM is doing functional designs in Claude Design now, and then he can share it with all of us with a URL, and we can fiddle with them and, like, make comments. I mean, it's like Figma, but in Claude. And, yeah, I really wonder how CodePen is going to compete with stuff like that, especially if they don't have an AI story like everybody has to have now.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the last time I looked at it was when a boss asked me to make this UI, and it had to be gloopy. Like, it had to make, like, kind of like a lava lamp. And
nice.
It was one of those things where I went over to CodePen and just surfed around looking for examples of gloopy type stuff. And then I showed it to him and I'm like, hey,
gloopy UI.
Is this gloopy? And he's like, oh yeah, that one. And then it was like, oh, okay, cool. And then obviously I like hand translated at that time the gloopiness into our, which was subsequently removed because it's a dumb idea, but whatever.
See, this is what their MCP server could do. They could bring, you could just search right in the MCP. You could pull from existing.
It really needs a good, like, agentic search. Like, I would say that would be a thing that I think would be really valuable for it. Like a really, really, really good search function that could actually kind of understand more of, like, what these examples are, which ones are gloopy, you know.
I mean, I remember probably now 3 years ago plus, I had a new design from one of our designers that I had to implement, and I used CodePen first to build it with just plain HTML and CSS and JavaScript. And then I had to translate it into React because that was what the front end was using. But I just needed to prove out that I could build it first, what she had designed. Yeah. It would work, and then translate it. And it probably took now, I don't know, a few weeks to get from point A to point B of actually implementing it. Something that now we could do in our application from the get go in probably an afternoon.
Yeah, and a few sentences, and
and then tweaking it because Claude didn't do it the first time.
Right? Yeah,
though I gotta say, oh my god, I've been using Claude Design a little bit more. And I'm really enjoying that. That is really cool. I don't know if you guys have used it, but it's a good interface, and it's been giving me